The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's time for Tech Tuesday with Andy O'Donoghue, and we're doing a summer holiday tech essential special today. Andy, I want to start with something which I know always causes enormous rows in our house: the amount of stuff that people want to pack and bring with them. But you might have a space-saving idea, tech idea for us.
Matt, this is absolutely ingenious. It's called Pacume. And the Pacume is the most powerful, multifunctional, handheld vacuum device in the world. Essentially, what this allows you to do is compress your clothes and bits and pieces into a bag using this vacuum that sucks all the air out of the bag. You've probably seen this in action.
No, I haven't. I'm fascinated by this idea.
They are fascinating. And what it does is it takes all the air out of the bag and so allows you to increase by about 25%. You can compress
the space that's available for you.
Yeah.
Although that does add weight then, doesn't it?
Well, it does. So it will be the same weight. But what it does mean that, you know, if you have a generous enough carry-on baggage allowance, it means you can get all the stuff in. And clothes, of course, you know, bulky. So this connects and it will actually work with existing bags. And it comes with their bags that you use to pack your clothes into.
Oh, you put the bags into this vacuum bag then, and then you put it into your suitcase.
Exactly. Because, you know, you have to get all
clever.
The air out. It's ingenious. The really clever thing about this is, I mean, it's so small, really, I mean, it's, you know, practically handheld, but it also, as well as sucking air out for the packing, it allows you to pump things with it. So when you're on holiday and you want to pump up the Lilo for the kids or yourself, you can do that as well. It's ingenious, Matt. And incredibly good value, about 50 odd euros, and you can get them on Indiegogo.
Okay, that's very interesting. What about a rucksack, a special rucksack, and a technologically advanced rucksack for travelling?
I'll be honest with you. I've been trying to find good tech-ready rucksacks for years, and they're really hard to get. And I've looked at a couple, and, you know, there's good sturdy makes from North Face and the likes, but nothing that's made for essentially digital nomads. And except there's a couple. One is called the Lumzag, and Lumzag, they're expensive. They cost about 250, 270 euros. But, Matt, they have a wireless charger built in with a power bank. There's a missing item reminder. There's an anti-theft alarm, real-time GPS tracking, and there's a global Wi-Fi hotspot built into it. And cleverly, if you're concerned, if you're going maybe down to South America or single women on their own, there's a camera that attaches to the back, and holding your phone in front, you can see who's behind you as you walk. It's ingenious.
Okay, how big a bag is it?
It's kind of what they would say messenger sized, or kind of typical, kind of between, you know, briefcase rucksack sized. So, you know, if you're going to spend, people would spend maybe 50 or 100 euros on a quality rucksack. This is absolutely brilliant. If you travel as a business traveler, it's also incredibly useful.
Okay. Wi-Fi, you've mentioned Wi-Fi. Have you got ideas of how to make sure you can get Wi-Fi when you're away?
So it happened to me, despite the allowance, our data allowance that we now get, I used up, the last time I was on holiday, I used up all my data allowance. And so I had to pay an overage charge the following month before my data when I came back home. So one of the things I like the idea of is, obviously you will get Wi-Fi hotspots on holiday, but there is a company called Skyroam. And I bumped into them first at the Web Summit a couple of years ago, and they've gone on to develop a great, successful business. Essentially, what you do is you buy the Skyroam device, and it's a Wi-Fi hotspot. So you can connect up to 5 devices. There's no commitment, no contract, and it's the SIM is built in. So you pay 149 euros for the device. No matter where you go in the world, Matt, you pay 8 euros per day or 80 euros a month for unlimited global Wi-Fi for up to 5 devices.
Which is important if it's a family that's travelling.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, that's still seemed like a lot, but I suppose it could be a lot cheaper than actually trying to actually purchase it when you're overseas.
So you have a choice when you're overseas, whether in Europe or in America. You know, cheap phone with a SIM card that you buy, you're still going to have to pay for the data. This gives you access, particularly, say, for people travelling to the US or maybe to Asia on holiday. You eliminate all of these problems. And if you buy the device, you have it forever.
Okay. Keeping your devices safe as you travel, what do you recommend?
There's a couple of things that I really like. And so, first of all, you know, don't go on holiday. Don't go to the beach with no proper case on your fancy €1,000 smartphone. It's ridiculous. You need something that's going to resist water, sand and suntan lotion. The cases that I use and have been using for years, OtterBox and LifeProof. The LifeProof Frey, yes, it's not cheap. It's €70. Get them in stores and online. Waterproof, shockproof and sand resistant. So do that. But also, you're lying on the beach, you're nodding off. There's a couple of companies who do this really well. And there's a thing called Master Lock, and it's a portable safe for beach use. And it's sand and water resistance, but it has this foam inside to keep your phone safe. So, you know, if it's bouncing around in your beach bag. But it also has a little port to allow headphones or a charging cable. So you're lying on the beach, you're having a snooze, you can have your headphones on, the phone's charging, and it's a combination lock. So you can give it to a family member, they change the combination, and it also clips onto your beach bed using a little chain. And it's only about €25 on Amazon. Ingenious, I think.
Okay, you like the idea of a pocket talk. What is it?
Pocket talk is, this sounds like something out of Star Trek, essentially. And pocket talk is a universal translator. So it's a device. It's about the same size as an old Nokia phone. However, much more high tech because it speaks 74 languages. And it is much better than using a translation app on a phone. So there's two microphones and the microphones are exceptionally good. So if you speak into it in a train station or an airport, it gets your voice and it translates what you've said into one of 74 languages and it plays it to the person you're talking to and shows the text on screen as well.
In their language. How much does it cost?
About €325, £299, I think. But you'll end up paying about €325 on Amazon.
Which is expensive enough. Again, do you need Wi-Fi for this?
No, you don't. It's clever in that it's independent and it works with Wi-Fi and mobile data. And there's a subscription package for it, I believe, that you can sign up for something like 2 years. So check which version you're buying on Amazon. But if you travel a lot, and also if you travel, and Matt, it also does dialects, so it will do Brazilian Portuguese and languages like that.
Battery life on it?
Battery life is brilliant. It goes on forever, days. So you can be, you know, if you're an off-grid traveler, ideal.
Do you bring a good camera on your holidays?
No, I tend not to. So what I do tend to do is I'll always pack an action cam. And so if I'm going out doing something...
Waterproof and sandproof,
yeah,
again.
Exactly, waterproof. And what I would recommend is that if you do have a fancy camera, think about it. And if you have a fancy GoPro, well, you know, maybe you don't want to risk it. But there's a couple of great makes. The Acaso V50 Pro is a waterproof action cam. It's on Amazon again, but it has electronic image stabilization. It shoots in 4K, and for about €120, you're getting the high quality footage that you get from other cameras, but you know, you're not at risk in case you lose it.
Okay. Should you be bringing a portable speaker to the beach when you'll be actually doing noise pollution for other people who are there?
Well, I suppose back in your clubbing days, maybe that was the sort of, you know, Ibiza and all that. However, lots of people do. And again, though, you know, if you've got a fancy speaker at home, you know, don't bring the Bose that you paid €300 with you on holiday. However, Qlabs make a lovely portable speaker called it's the K1. And they're really stylishly designed. And it's a Bluetooth speaker, connects to your phone. The battery life is up to about 12 hours. I'll be honest, I've tested this a couple of times and it never ran out of battery on me. It also makes calls, so you can use it as a conference phone. But it has this lovely grill at the front, 10-watt dual drivers. And essentially what that means is you get a lovely bass sound out of it for about, I think, about €45 on Amazon.
Okay, these are the Qlabs K1 portable speakers. What about the big problem always when you travel and you finally remember you haven't brought all your plugs with you to keep things charged up? What about portable batteries?
So everybody should have one on holiday, because power continues to be a big problem, because you're using your smartphone for maps, you're going to run down the battery quicker, you're probably taking lots of photos. So nice portable battery pack, and there are lots. However, the one that I really like is the Moshi Porto Q5K. And not expensive, about €65 or so. But it is not only a portable battery pack, but it has a Qi wireless charging pad. So anybody with a new iPhone or a Huawei or a Samsung is probably using wireless charging. So this is a battery pack that you can plug in to charge, but it also has a little panel on top where you pop your phone and you get the wireless charging.
Would that work for older phones?
Only if they are Qi, if they're wireless compatible. So I think, you know, if you've bought a phone in the last 18 months, an expensive smartphone, you're probably okay with most of them. However, what I like about it is it has this lovely cloth face on it. It's a really nice looking device for the money. And when you plug it into the wall, it just acts like a regular wireless charging pad. So actually, I think best thing to do, plug it in, use it at home, and then you've got a power pack ready to bring on holiday so that, you know, you don't run out of power.
Okay. You also have some headphones that you suggest as well to get around that idea of maybe having the speaker, which is going to be annoying other people.
It's funny because, I mean, you and I have talked about headphones a lot in the past, low-end, mid-range, high-end, and that. We've never addressed kind of speakers for kids. And, you know, on the plane or on the beach, and you want to get them something that's both stylish but also useful.
And that they don't play so loudly that they'll damage their own hearing.
Exactly. And so the Puro Quiet Bluetooth headphones are brilliant. About €85, and they were developed by a father who realised that his 10-year-old daughter had sustained noise-induced hearing loss from listening to music too loud for too long. So they're really nice. I think they're available in pink and blue, and made from high-quality aluminium. They have this lovely plush ear pads, and they block out noise and background sounds. They can't be played too loud, and they are ideal for kids for exactly this problem. Also, and great Bluetooth, great for gaming or listening to music.
And finally, keeping an eye on your home from the beach when you're away. Do you really want to know if somebody has broken into your house when you're away and having to come back to deal with it, maybe?
Well, I suppose it would be nice to know so that you can call somebody. However, and there are lots of cameras, smart home cameras from Natatmo and from Nest. However, one that I really like is the EasyViz full HD camera. Why I like it is that it is wire-free. And this is one of the things that I hate about cameras in the home. You're running cables everywhere. They're about €160. And the EasyViz can be used indoors and outdoors, has waterproof housing, extended battery life. It can go on for 3 months on its own. And of course, using the app, if you get a notification, you can check in, or you can just check in and see what's going on in the goldfish bowl.
Okay, that's one. And you have another one. That's the EasyViz C3A Full HD. But you also have a MooBox.
Yeah. So and that is essentially an all-in-one CCTV system, and rechargeable battery, very low power consumption, and it'll run for about 4 months on one charge. Really wide-angle lens, infrared night vision, and online cloud storage. So, you know, you get all of that for a very good price. And by the way, just to say, Matt, that nearly everything we talked about is on Amazon. And today is the last day of Amazon Prime Day. Up to midnight you have. So if you're going to buy something from Amazon, today's the day to do it.
Okay, that is, of course, there are probably some of them available in Irish retailers as well. We don't want to be suggesting everyone spends all their money out of the country, Andy.
Absolutely not.
They're spending enough of it when they're wearing holidays and not buying out all the stuff from overseas as well.
Absolutely not. And much of this stuff is available on the high street.
Thank you very much, Andy O'Donoghue, for joining us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.